This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast. I'm Keith Caulfield, Billboard's Senior Director of Charts.
And I'm Katie Atkinson, Billboard's Deputy Editor Digital.
Hello, Katie, and happy VMA week.
Happy VMA week, Keith, if you celebrate.
Yeah. If it's part of your religion, as music video frequently is, it's a very special week.
I mean, it definitely is for Keith and me, and it has been for, you know, pretty much, well, my entire life, and since the 80s, I believe, for Keith.
Yeah, it has. I'm trying to think, the very first VMAs that I kind of remember watching, I think, was the 1989 VMAs.
Okay, then since the 80s, it has been a part of your life.
It still technically counts, because, you know, as always... The Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. Today on the show, as you've probably figured it out, we're previewing the upcoming MTV Video Music Awards, which will take place this Sunday, September 12th, at Barclays Center in New York City. And we'll be taking a look back at every winner for Video of the Year, going back to the very first VMAs in 1984.
Ooh. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast provider, so you won't miss an episode. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit billboard.com/podcasts.
Quick question, Katie.
Yes.
As I volunteered, what was the first VMAs that I watched, or that I remember watching at least, what was the first VMAs that you remember watching?
That's a great question, Keith. Ironically, even though I went on to work at MTV, I was not allowed to watch it as a child. I think I finally was able to watch it basically because nobody was home when I was in middle school, which would have been in the, you know, 94 to 97 range.
Okay.
And as far as VMAs go, I feel like I don't remember ones until I was in high school, watching them all the way through. And those would have been like, you know, the Britney Spears performances and, you know, NSYNC, et cetera. So I don't have a vivid memory of my first one. I was one of those people that, like, once I was allowed to watch MTV, I watched that and VH1 around the clock and watched all those like clip shows that showed you what happened at previous VMAs.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like I have all of these highlights in my mind that I didn't actually consume, you know, contemporaneously. I watched them after the fact.
MTV was always so good at making sure that you had your full chronological history of all of the previous VMA moments.
Yeah, and I don't know when that stopped, but it has 100% stopped. Like, I definitely got the music history that I have today because of when I grew up, MTV and VH1 being these, like,
yes,
encyclopedias of,
yes,
of music and specifically music videos. As when I worked at MTV, which would have been, I started in 2007, six, seven, whatever. I started around that range. And I remember they would like show an episode of Jersey Shore before the VMAs. And I'd be like, where's the 2-hour episode showing you every clip from, you know, the 80s and the 90s?
They used to do this thing where it was literally a mega mix of like a snippet of every single performance. in chronological order to roll into. And it was like forever long because
this is like the reason I have this job is watching stuff like that.
And I think there's probably a fair number of people listening to this going, God, this really, like, this is not what we do with the VMAs. And I think it's just, it's hard to sort of, it hit this sweet spot for me where it combines some weird enjoyment that I have of awards and mm-hmm. award shows, mm-hmm. which I'm sure lends itself to charts and the idea of ranking things and who's on top and who wins, quote unquote, the week.
Of course, of course.
And but it also combines with pop music, which I love, and music videos. I love music videos. I love learning about directors of videos and cinematographers and how these videos were put together and how David Fincher used to direct a bunch of videos for Paula Abdul, Madonna, and Aerosmith before he became David frickin' Fincher. So right. It was just this collusion of all these things. And because MTV was such an incredible source for me and my music knowledge and pop culture knowledge for such a long time, it was just mm-hmm. like, this is perfect. It's like the perfect celebration every year when you watch the VMAs.
100%. And the performances were, especially since I was school age when I was watching it, at what everybody was talking about the next day. Like, without question, everybody was talking about it at school the next day.
Yeah. Maybe this Sunday there's going to be a whole bunch of people talking about it that night on social media.
Yeah, so let's talk about what we're going to see this Sunday. The show is going to be hosted by Doja Cat, first-time host. You know, this is not unusual. MTV is often pulled on performers to host. Katy Perry hosted, Miley Cyrus hosted. Doja's also going to perform on Sunday. And she is also a multiple nominee herself this year, including a nod for Video of the Year for Kiss Me More featuring SZA. Paul, our awards editor, actually pointed out in his article that she is the first artist to host while also being nominated for Video of the Year that year.
Oh.
Because Miley and Katie both were nominated for Video of the Year in previous years, but not the same year that they hosted.
Interesting.
So she's up for the top prize of the night, hosting, performing. She's doing it all.
Wow.
Some performers that have been announced so far are Doja Cat again, Camila Cabello, Chloe, just Chloe, not Chloe Bailey anymore, just Chloe, who is half of Chloe and Halle, Foo Fighters, Kacey Musgraves, who's going to be performing new songs.
That's an interesting one, because I was quickly trying to think, I'm like, when was the last time we've had someone with number one country albums perform on the VMAs?
I don't know about number one, but I do remember Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes. Taylor definitely has. Okay, fine. Got it.
But she's the exception. Again, we've talked about this before, the Taylor exception. Yeah. She's the exception to literally every rule. Kacey also, you know, there's been some talk about genre when it comes to this new album. If you heard the first song, that's been released from her new album, which is called Starcrossed. And if you've heard Starcrossed already, you know, there's like Spanish guitar in it. There's like a beat. I don't know if country and her are like, you know, 100% right now.
Okay.
So the VMA performance makes sense, I think. And I'm very excited. She's also doing this film that she's releasing along with the new album. And if you have not seen the trailer for this yet, it's like very visually stunning. So I imagine this performance will be an extension of that. There's like a, you know, her wearing like rhinestones as eyebrows, and she's got drag queen friends along with her. I feel like it's going to be a visual spectacle, something she might not be able to do at the CMA Awards, you know?
Okay. There's our side chat about Kacey Musgraves. Okay, sorry, so who else is performing?
You know I love Kacey Musgraves. Moving on. Lil Nas X is also performing. Machine Gun Kelly, Olivia Rodrigo, Shawn Mendes, 21 Pilots. It's a huge lineup, to say the very
and there
least.
Could be, and there could be more that we have not mentioned at the time of this recording.
True. And I just want to say with the Olivia Rodrigo note, I feel like we have not seen as many performances from her as we normally would if it weren't like a pandemic. This girl would have been all over award shows already. Right now, we've gotten a Brit Awards performance, some late night performances, nothing like she would have been flooding our screens with the Sour release, you know, months ago.
Right.
So I think that the VMA one is something to really watch from her personally. And then the nominees for Video of the Year on Sunday night are Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion, WAP. And then we have pop star DJ Khaled featuring Drake and starring Justin Bieber, as the nominations noted. Kiss Me More from Doja Cat, our host of the night, featuring SZA. Bad Habits from Ed Sheeran. Montero, Call Me By Your Name from Lil Nas X. And Save Your Tears from The Weeknd. And unlike when Keith and I were watching the show in our younger
back
years,
in the ye olde days,
it is now a fan-voted award. So assume that the act with the most activated fan base could win this trophy.
Yeah.
So does that mean that Justin Bieber's fans turn out for his starring role in Popstar? Does it mean, I don't know. It's hard to say when BTS isn't nominated what that means. So
yeah, I don't know. There's like, it's hard to sort of guesstimate how this category will shake out. Maybe Lil Nas X, you know, wins because he's so great with social media and has such a following.
Yeah.
But I mean, The Weeknd is maybe also a huge superstar.
Maybe The Weeknd's fans mobilize after he got dissed by the Grammys, and they're like, he deserves the top prize of the night. But
didn't he also win the same... Didn't he win Video of the Year last year for Blinding Lights?
Well, listen, he can win back-to-back.
Sure. Of course you can.
He hadn't been snubbed by the Grammys when he won that prize.
Do you remember the first year that the fans voted for Video of the Year? Because I do.
Yeah, I'd love to know what year was that and what happened.
I'm pretty sure it was either 2006 or 2007 when Panic at the Disco won for I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
Well, that's just like I couldn't remember whether I started MTV in 2006 or 2007. That was my first VMAs, and everyone was stunned.
Yes.
Stunned.
I know, I was at home. I'm like, well, there you go. There's that popular vote for you. There's that
yep.
Voting.
Yep.
Well, so... we had a bright idea, meaning me, I had this bright idea, to look forward to this year's VMAs by looking back at previous VMAs, as one does. And what better way to do this than by doing a special mega quiz, Katie?
This is my personal nightmare. And also, like, I've worked at MTV for a large chunk of this. So if I get these answers wrong, I'm going to feel especially dumb because I 100% watched, covered exhaustively. And yeah, so let's see how this goes.
Uh-huh, right. Okay, so we're actually going to go through every VMAs from 2020 to 1984. And we're going to see if Katie knows what video won for Video of the Year in each of those years. And, you know, we're going to start in 2020 and work our way backwards. And don't worry, Katie, I'll tell you the nominees for each year quickly. And then all you have to do is pick who won. And we're not going to sit here and dwell on this forever.
Okay.
Because we only have a certain amount of time for the show and it's not a 17-part series.
I just would like to say I've always wanted to be on a game show. So this will show if I actually would win money. And secondly, just the people listening, like, I'll be your stand-in, but hopefully I'll make you proud. Here we go.
Also, I want to point out, some of our coworkers we know have been on game shows.
Yes.
Katie Bain was on, I believe, Wheel of Fortune once, right?
I thought it was Price is Right.
Oh, okay.
Was it Wheel of Fortune?
And was Colin on a game show?
Colin was on a reality.
He was on a reality show. How is it that
Andrew Unterberger was on the World Series of Pop Culture VH1, which I was an avid viewer of, and so like it was watching it, I was like, I should be on this. And turns out somebody who basically has my same title at Billboard was on it, so I was right. I should have been on it.
Well, Katie and I still have yet to be on a TV show, though you may have
not
seen
yet.
Us on TV at some point in the past.
Maybe.
Okay, so let's start with 2020. This is kind of a gimme because I already said the answer earlier, but these were the nominees. Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish, Godzilla by Eminem featuring Juice WRLD, Life is Good by Future featuring Drake, Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, The Man by Taylor Swift, and Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Hey, you're right.
I'll take the gimme.
All right, that was an easy one. Okay, how about in 2019, we've got A Lot by 21 Savage featuring J. Cole, Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, Thank You, Next by Ariana Grande, Sucker by the Jonas Brothers, Old Town Road Remix by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, and You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift.
Wow. Between Ari, Billy, and Taylor, woof. I'm going to go with Ariana, Thank You, Next.
Actually, it was You Need to Calm Down.
Should have known. The Taylor exception.
I think that's when she actually had, like, maybe some of the drag queens that were, like, on stage.
Oh, they came. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think
you're
so.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet, I didn't remember that.
Okay, 2018. We've got Ape Shit by The Carters, God's Plan by Drake, Havana by Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug, This Is America by Childish Gambino, No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande, and Finesse Remix by Bruno Mars featuring Cardi B.
I feel like I remember this one.
Okay.
I think it was Camila.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, it was a weird one.
Yeah, because
I mean, out of those options, I mean, I love Camila in that song specifically in that video, but out of those options,
you know who presented that award that year?
Who did?
Madonna did.
Oh wow!
And I remember that. Watching it in the office, and Madonna was wearing that very interesting, in air quotes, outfit. And when she was presenting, I'm like, oh my god, that means Ariana's going to win because Ariana loves Madonna.
Oh,
and it then wasn't. And I'm like, oh, snap. Was that a surprise?
Never mind.
Okay, 2017. We've got Scars to Your Beautiful by Alessia Cara, Wild Thoughts by DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, Humble by Kendrick Lamar, 24K Magic by Bruno Mars, and Reminder by The Weeknd.
Don't, I'm going to need a reminder for that song. I'm going to go with Bruno Mars.
It was actually Humble by Kendrick.
Wait, are you keeping score? Because I'm not doing great.
I'm not keeping score, so.
Okay, good.
It's all right. Okay, let's go to 2016. This is sort of a stacked year. We've got Formation by Beyonce, Hello by Adele, Sorry, Justin Bieber, Hotline Bling by Drake, and Famous, you know, the video with all of the sort of breathing mannequin wax people by Kanye West.
You
actually
said,
was Famous was that video, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You said Sorry for Bieber.
Yeah.
Which was like a dance video and he wasn't even in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna say Bieber even though it should have been Formation, but was it Formation?
It was Formation.
I should have gone with the first thought.
All right, 2015, we've got 7-Eleven by Beyonce, All Right by Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood by Taylor Swift, Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, and Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
It has to be Bad Blood.
It was Bad Blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Featuring Kendrick Lamar. Yeah.
And if you, I mean, that was such an event.
I think we're going to get into an era that you might remember more closer because we're getting to the eras where you might have still been at MTV.
Maybe. I think I started it at Billboard in 2004. So my last VMAs with MTV was probably 2003. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 2014. I'm on crack. 2014 was my last year there.
Okay.
So, yeah, 2014.
Well, good. We're at 2014 now. So
hey, there we are.
2014, we've got Fancy by Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX, Drunken Love, Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Chandelier by Sia, Happy by Pharrell Williams, and Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball.
Yes, that is correct. You're like, Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball, I know that. here's one that I think you'll know.
This would have been my last year as an MTV employee while working the VMAs.
2013, we've got Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Wands, Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars, I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift, Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell, and Mirrors by Justin Timberlake.
Ooh. A lot going on there. A lot of naked people. I'll go with Mirrors.
You are correct.
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Blurred Lines and and I Knew You Were Trouble. Those are classics, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. It feels like sometimes artists eventually... Well, you know, we're also in the popular vote era, so it's just, it's hard to kind of gauge what any of these really mean sometimes. You
kind of wish that the faceless cabal of MTV voters would tell you what would have won in those years.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious.
I mean, maybe it could have been Mirrors. I mean, I don't know. Well, okay, 2012, we've got Take Care by Drake featuring Rihanna, Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier featuring Kimbra, Bad Girls by M.I.A., We Found Love by Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris, and Wide Awake by Katy Perry.
What was the first one?
Take Care by Drake featuring Rihanna.
Hmm. I'm just going to make a note that I got married this year, and they moved the VMAs during my wedding week. And so I didn't work. Oh, God. I'm gonna say, gosh, why don't I know this one?
Just pick one.
Oh, okay. Okay, Take Care. I know that's not right.
It was We Found Love.
The other Rihanna option.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
2011. 2011. Rolling in the Deep by Adele. Firework by Katy Perry.
Firework by Katy Perry.
Can we finish the rest of them?
Okay, I would like to hear the rest, yes.
Make Some Noise by the Beastie Boys, Grenade by Bruno Mars, and Yonkers by Tyler, the Creator.
Man, MTV's really been on board with Bruno Mars for a long time.
Yeah, but it was Firework.
Yes.
Yeah. This one might be a gimme as well. 2010, we've got Airplanes by B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams, Not Afraid by Eminem, Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine, Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, Telephone by Lady Gaga featuring Beyoncé, and Kings and Queens by 30 Seconds to Mars.
I mean, I was going to say Bad Romance until you said Telephone, so now I'm going to say Telephone.
It's actually Bad Romance.
No way! Wow, the Beehive, did that combine?
She was in the meat dress that year.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, obviously we knew Gaga won, but wow, what a year. Unreal.
That was the year that Cher presented Video of the Year in her If I Could Turn Back Time outfit to Lady Gaga in the meat outfit, the meat dress.
What a time.
All right, 2009, we've got We Made You by Eminem, Poker Face by Lady Gaga, Single Ladies Put a Ring on It by Beyonce, Womanizer by Britney Spears, and Love Lockdown by Kanye West.
I wonder what else happened at the 2009 VMAs. Was it Single Ladies not winning for Best Female Video and Taylor Swift beating her and Kanye West coming up on stage and interrupting her, but then only to have Beyonce win for Video of the Year anyway, and then Taylor came back? Yeah, Single Ladies won.
Yeah, Single Ladies won that year. 2008, this is just such an interesting year, my God. Okay, so we have Forever by Chris Brown, Burning Up by Jonas Brothers, Piece of Me by Britney Spears, When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls, and Shut Up and Let Me Go by the Ting Tings.
Wow. I mean, I know the answer is Piece of Me.
Yeah.
Because it was the cap on the Britney Spears documentary that MTV was currently making about Britney's life.
Yeah, and it was the first time Britney had ever won Video of the Year. And it was sort of like this interesting, like, part of the comeback.
Yeah, and I mean, after she had had the, you know, the tragic Gimme More performance, it was like we gave her a redemption story. So, and also, if you can find that documentary, watch it, because she talks pretty openly about the conservatorship in it. So, there you go.
Okay, 2007, we've got Irreplaceable by Beyonce, D-A-N-C-E by Justice, What Goes Around Comes Around by Justin Timberlake, Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z, Stronger by Kanye West, and Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
This was the year that Kanye interrupted Justice at the EMA, because D-A-N-C-E beat Stronger at the EMA. Wait, I need to hear them one more time. I'm so sorry. I'm the worst.
Irreplaceable, D-A-N-C-E, yeah. What Goes Around Comes Around, Stronger, Rehab, Umbrella.
Umbrella.
You are correct.
Yes.
Well, this one's a gimme because I've already said what the answer is, but maybe let's see if Katie was actually
Panic
listening.
At the Disco.
Yes. So in 2006, God, I wonder why Keith remembers this year, the nominees were Ain't No Other Man by Christina Aguilera, I Write Sins Not Tragedies by Panic at the Disco, Hung Up by Madonna, Danny California by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Hips Don't Lie by Shakira featuring Wyclef Jean. And of course,
that was my first year at MTV, 2006, and I watched videos on repeat all day long, and those were all of the videos. A lot of Danny California in my life in 2006.
So I think 2005 was the final year of the MTV cabal of people picking someone to win. So 2005, we've got Speed of Sound by Coldplay, Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg featuring Pharrell, Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day, Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani, and Jesus Walks by Kanye West.
I want to say Green Day.
It was Green Day.
Wow.
It was.
Okay, there you go.
2004, we got to barrel through these because we still got 10 more years. Jeez.
I know. We really like talking about the VMAs.
We do. 2004, we've got My Band by D12. Really?
Oh, yeah.
99 Problems by Jay-Z. Toxic by Britney Spears, Yeah by Usher featuring Ludacris and Little John, and Hey Ya by Outkast.
I mean, it should be Toxic, but you just told me Piece Me was the first time she won Video of the Year.
Crap.
So
okay,
it's obviously not Toxic, but it should have been. I'm going to go Hey Ya.
It was Hey Ya. Yeah. 2003, we've got Into Club by 50 Cent, Hurt by Johnny Cash, Lose Yourself by Eminem, Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, and Work It by Missy Elliott.
Wow. Wow.
I remember that was the year where they were running up to the VMAs. They aired a Kurt Loder interview with Johnny Cash in like the hour leading up to the VMAs or something.
And he had not passed, or it was a posthumous interview or interview that they aired posthumously?
No, because Johnny Cash died like later.
Okay.
Hurt, I don't think, was a posthumous nomination.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Now I'll check while you try to figure out what you're going to pick.
My guess, I'm like really on the fence about this. I don't think that it would have, I'm just going to say it. I think I'm going to go with Cry Me a River, even though I don't feel like he won.
Johnny Cash died September 12th, 2003.
Whoa, so right after.
Yeah,
like
I believe.
A week or two. Because they used to air like August, end of August, early September.
August 28th, 2003.
Wow. Okay, my guess is Cry Me a River, even though I think I'm wrong.
It was Work It.
Really? Okay, that's a great video, too.
I mean, says Wiki. I mean, Wiki.
Yeah.
Someone could have gone into Wiki and just jacked
no,
this.
No, I mean, Missy Elliott's in there editing Wikipedia.
Okay, so 2002, we've got In the End by Linkin Park, Gone by NSYNC, One Mic by Nas, Alive by P.O.D., Without Me by Eminem, and Fell in Love with a Girl by The White Stripes. This is an interesting year.
It is an interesting year. White Stripes?
It's actually Eminem.
Oh, there you go. Without Me.
Yeah.
Should have known.
2001. Very interesting year. Get Your Freak On, Missy Elliott. Stan by Eminem featuring Dido. Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim. Lady Marmalade, or Marmalade, by Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink featuring Missy Elliott. All for You by Janet Jackson and Beautiful Day by U2.
I'm going to go with Lady Marmalade.
Yep, you are correct.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Stan is a classic, though.
It's interesting that sort of the cabal of MTV secret voters picked that when they could have picked Fatboy Slim or Get Your Freak On, but maybe there was like a vote split or something. That's interesting.
I wonder if, you know...
Also, just MTV executives picking someone.
Weapon of Choice was such an incredible video, but I also wonder, like, is this really... do we want to, like, have Fatboy Slim be, like, the headline of every article? And, like, that song wasn't even that massive of a hit. It was, like, a video hit.
Yeah, well, we'll get to some real curiosity things in the earlier years.
Soon.
Okay, so 2000, we've got Eminem with The Real Slim Shady. Blink 182, All the Small Things. Untitled, How Does It Feel by D'Angelo. Bye 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 by NSYNC. And Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This is a real moment for me. I'm going to go with Real Slim Shady.
You are correct. And I think that was Eminem's first VMA for video of the year. Yeah. 1999. Oh, yeah. I'm hitting the sweet spot now of when I was fully into MTV, or maybe like sort of maybe like kind of the end of when I was like super saturated with MTV.
Right.
1999, we've got I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, Freak on a Leash by Korn, Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin, Doo Wop That Thing by Lauryn Hill, and Wild Wild West by Will Smith featuring Drew Hill and Kool Moe Dee.
Wow. I'm going to go with Lauryn Hill.
Correct.
Yeah.
That was the year that Paul McCartney and Madonna presented Video of the Year to Lauryn
Hill.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Madonna came out first and then introduced Paul McCartney, and then the two of them presented Video of the Year to Lauryn Hill.
Dang.
That year, 1999, just the presenters alone included David Bowie, Prince, Madonna, and Paul McCartney.
Whoa.
Just presenters. They weren't performing. Whoa. They were just presenters. I think that was the year that Prince introduced a performance by TLC. And I think David Bowie introduced the Nine Inch Nails performance.
You know what I just realized, Keith? MTV doesn't need to air clip shows anymore. They can just listen to our podcast if they'd like some memories.
I'm only good for certain eras. Truth to be told. Okay, 1998. This was the first and only year that I've actually attended the show in the audience.
Oh, okay.
I was in the very last row. The nominees were The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica, It's All About the Benjamins, Rock Remix by Puff Daddy featuring The Lox, Lil' Kim, The Notorious B.I.G., and Fuzzbubble, Gettin' Jiggy With It by Will Smith, Ray of Light by Madonna, and Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Is it Ray of Light, Keith?
It is Ray of Light. Ding, 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 ding. 1997, we have The New Pollution by Beck, You Were Meant for Me by Jewel, Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai, The Perfect Drug by Nine Inch Nails, and Don't Speak by No Doubt.
I was all set to say Virtual Insanity, and then you threw Don't Speak in. I'm going to stick with Virtual Insanity.
You are correct.
Yes.
1996, back when they only had four nominees. I think there's a string of time where they only had four. So
you're saying I have a 25% chance going forward.
Yes, you have a slightly better chance. We've got The Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Mm.
Big Me by Foo Fighters. Tonight Tonight by The Smashing Pumpkins. And Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Wow. Oh, I want to pick three of those. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to go
with... do you go with the multiple Alanises? Do you go with the Mentos commercial for Fighters? Do you go with, like...
the whatever the French painting is that they're mimicking in the Tonight Tonight video? I'm going to go Tonight Tonight.
You are correct.
Yes.
1995, we have Basket Case by Green Day, Waterfalls by TLC, Buddy Holly by Weezer, and Scream by Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson.
Gotta be Waterfalls.
It's Waterfalls.
Yeah.
See, you're remembering them now. You're remembering them well now because you're starting to watch them now.
This is probably when I cared the most.
Yeah. 1994, we've got Sabotage by Beastie Boys, Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana, Crying by Aerosmith, and Everybody Hurts by REM.
Wow. I'm gonna go Sabotage.
It's Crying.
Oh, so is that clearly one of the Alicia Silverstone?
Yes.
Ones.
There were three Alicia.
Is that the one with Liv? No, that's... Yeah, it is the one with Liv Tyler, too.
No.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, which one's that?
That's,
Crazy?
Yes.
I'm gonna make sure.
Crying had Alicia Silverstone, and it was just her and, like, her and the boyfriend. And
okay, yes. Oh, is it? It's the one with the virtual reality.
No, crying. No, that's oh. That's amazing.
Is that a third?
There's, oh my
god,
three of
that's
them.
The third one.
Yeah.
Okay, so Crazy is the one with Liv Tyler. Crying is the one that won this year.
Yes, Crying was the first of the trilogy.
Okay.
And Amazing was the final one.
Watch it. Watch them, kids. Watch them all.
Okay, so 1993, we have Living on the Edge by Aerosmith, Free Your Mind by In Vogue, Jeremy by Pearl Jam, Digging in the Dirt by Peter Gabriel, and Man on the Moon by R.E.M.
I'm hoping it's Pearl Jam's, like, you know, introduction and finale, Jeremy.
It's Jeremy. It's Jeremy. Jeremy. It's isn't that still, like, basically... Well, what they probably made a music video. Since
yeah, they basically retired from
after
making
Jeremy.
Music videos yeah. after Jeremy, and as well they should have, honestly.
1992, we're in the home stretch. We're almost there. This is going longer than we anticipated. 1992, we've got "Let's Get Rocked" by Def Leppard. Well, that's an interesting one. There was a lot of computer animation in that. "Smells Like Teen Spirit" by Nirvana. "Under the Bridge" by Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Right Now by Van Halen.
Oh, it's so funny. I was thinking of something else. I'm going to go with Smells Like Teen Spirit.
No, it was Van Halen Ooh. With Right Now.
Oh, all right.
1991, we have, we're back to 6 nominees?
Whoa.
Yeah. "Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now" by CNC Music Factory. "Groove Is in the Heart" by D-Light. "I Touch Myself" by The Divinyls. "Losing My Religion" by R.E.M. "Wicked Game" by Chris Isaak. And "Silent Lucidity" by Queensryche.
I'm going to go with "Losing My Religion," though I would pick "Wicked Game" if I were picking it.
"Losing My Religion" was the winner that year.
Yes.
1990, we've got just a few more left. 1990, we got "Janie's Got a Gun" by Aerosmith, "The End of the Innocents" by Don Henley,
"Oh,
Nothing Compares to You" by Sinead O'Connor, and "Vogue" by Madonna.
I'm going to go with "Vogue."
It's "Nothing Compares to You."
Is it "Nothing Compares to You"?
1989, "She Drives Me Crazy" by Fine Young Cannibals, "Leave Me Alone" by Michael Jackson, "Like a Prayer" by Madonna, "Roll With It" by Steve Winwood, and "This Note's for You" by Neil Young.
"Like a Prayer"?
Neil Young.
No. Can I swear on our own podcast? No,
that,
I'm not going to. No way.
That was rather shocking.
And controversial.
I think that video was maybe played twice on MTV. Because MTV didn't want to play "This Note's for You" because it had product placement in it, because it was a spoof of product placements.
Hilarious.
And so it was only, I think it was only eventually, it was initially only shown within the context of MTV news segments. And then it eventually they showed it a few times, but it's just wild that
it
won.
Shows that there was no, producer intervention in their decision making, because if there was, somebody would have been like, don't you think Madonna should win?
I think
this
we need to give it to Madonna. Anyway, all right, so moving on. 1988, we've got "When We Was Fab" by George Harrison, "Tunnel of Love" by Bruce Springsteen, "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For" by U2, "Where the Streets Have No Name" by U2, and "Need You Tonight, Mediate" by NXS. And this is where I questioned Wiki. I'm like, did someone go in here and put in a George Harrison video? But okay, sure.
This shows my age, because the only video of those that I can picture in my head is NXS. And because of that, I'm going to choose it as my option.
It's good that you picked that one, because NXS won that year.
Hey, there you go.
All right, we're in our last 4 years. 1987, okay. We've got "Land of Confusion" by Genesis, "The Boy in the Bubble" by Paul Simon. Really? "With or Without You" by U2. "Sledgehammer" by Peter Gabriel, and "Higher Love" by Steve Winwood.
If it's not Sledgehammer, it's a crime.
It's Sledgehammer.
Okay, good.
All right, 1986, we've got "Take on Me" by A-ha.
Mm.
"Cry" by Godly, and I think it's Cream? Anyway. "Addicted to Love" by Robert Palmer. Money for Nothing by Dire Straits.
Oh.
And Road to Nowhere by Talking Heads.
Dang. I have to say, like, when you said Take on Me, I was like, oh, well, it's Take on Me. But then, like, Money for Nothing is such a huge video. And then you said something else that I was like, holy shit.
Addicted to
Love. Oh, Robert Palmer. Yeah. Duh. I'm going with Aha, though.
Money for Nothing.
Wow. The other computerized video of that year that broke all sorts of, barriers.
All right. In a home stretch, 1985, we've got Don't Come Around Here No More by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, California Girls by David Lee Roth, Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody by David Lee Roth, The Boys of Summer by Don Henley, and We Are the World by USA for Africa.
Did anyone think that was a video worth nominating?
Well, I don't know. Do you?
No. It's just like cool they got all those people in the same room. If that's the winner, that's sad. I'm going to go with Boys of Summer just because I love Don Henley in that song.
It was the Boys of Summer.
Wow. All right.
And the very first year of the 1984 VMAs. Yes, it was 1984. The very first year of the VMAs in 1984. Nominees for Video of the Year were Rocket by Herbie Hancock, Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper, Every Breath You Take by The Police, Thriller by Michael Jackson, and You Might Think by The Cars.
I was really hoping it would be obvious because, like, I had some trivia on this.
See, you'd think it'd be obvious.
It's not Thriller, obviously, because it should have been Thriller, but it's not.
Okay, I'll tell you.
So
it's
one
not
of the
thriller.
Other things. It's not Thriller. Not Thriller. I already know that.
Which is ridiculous.
I'm gonna say Rocket. I remember that video. I'm gonna go Rocket. Herbie Hancock.
It was You Might Think by The Cars. Again,
You Might Think. It was
groundbreaking, computer generated, special effects laden video.
Okay.
But there we go. There was a brief stroll down VMA memory lane. And now it's time for the chart stat of the week. Fifteen years ago this week, Justin Timberlake notched his first solo number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with Sexy Back, which topped the list dated September 9th, 2006, for its first of 7 weeks at number one. Believe it or not, Sexy Back was only nominated for one VMA, for something called Most Earth-Shattering Collaboration. It didn't win, and actually lost to Beyoncé and Shakira's Beautiful Liar. Well, anyways, Sexy Back was the first of so far five number ones for Timberlake as a soloist on the Hot 100. He most recently led the list in 2016 with Can't Stop the Feeling. You might be wondering if the number one spot on the Hot 100 had ever been graced with a sexy number one before Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And it had. The first time the number one included the word sex in its title was in 1979 when Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy was number one for 4 weeks. Then, in 1992, Right Said Fred took the amusing I'm Too Sexy to number one for 3 weeks. After Sexy Back, just one more sex song has gone all the way to number one, and that was LMFAO's Sexy and I Know It in January of 2012 for 2 weeks. So there you have it. This week in 2016, Justin Timberlake took Sexy Back to number one on the Hot 100, his first of five number ones on the chart.
Yeah. I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah. All right, we've reached the end of our very long VMA show.
Wait, I have like one note that combines the chart stat and the VMAs, or not VMAs, but MTV, in that they had a moratorium put on sexy back puns in our headlines while I was at MTV because there were too many.
Because you kept putting them into the headlines?
It wasn't my fault, but then I had one that was so good. I was like, this has to happen. And my boss at the time was our future coworker, Jem Aswad, who now works at Variety and worked at Billboard with both of us. And he granted me permission to use the sexy back pun that I come up with.
So what is this headline?
Well, it was specifically about the fact that people were getting sick of sexy back, and so I referred to it as a sexy backlash. And oh, Jem said, great. Okay, that's allowed.
That's good. That's good.
Thanks, Keith.
All right, so what song should we go out on?
Oh, man, we talked about a lot of really good music today.
We could go out on the very first VMA winner for Video of the Year.
I already forgot. No, You Might Think. Is that what we should go out on?
Yeah.
I didn't forget. I'm going to remember that forever now.
So we're going to go out on that.
That's a great idea.
All right. See you guys next time.
Bye.